about the show. Part of the experience, the Murphy spirit, the experience of learning from Krishna consciousness, participating in the mission, spreading Krishna consciousness, and seeing how the people who have no background in his culture. State for the community, this isn't their religion. And not just here, maybe sometime get a chance to visit Turkey. Anyway, they'll come. Although it's difficult for them not to get visa, but Turkish devotees, non Muslims, Turks and Muslims. They were all Muslims, they were all initiated devotees. So the people realized in the beginning when we went there, it was a little tricky because, you know, in Islam, talked about God having a form. It's like, but it looks the same everywhere, Krishna consciousness. When you tell the truth, you know, there's that saying that something has the ring of truth. It's when you tune an instrument, so so when you hit that note, then that's the right note. So there's also the ring of truth. When people hear the truth, then it just clicks. It doesn't matter whether they're Hindu or Christian or Muslim or anything else. The same thing with it. Although Krishna consciousness is the original culture there, but Indian people are so far gone, they're worse in one sense than others in the West. So, they haven't got the faintest idea about what Hinduism is, what the culture is, what the religion is, I don't know anything. But still, when they come in contact with Krishna consciousness, and yeah, this is the truth. Prabhupada wrote me a letter, and he said it's like gold. When you put gold in someone's hand, in the Christian's hand, it doesn't become Christian gold. It doesn't become Muslim gold. It doesn't become English gold or Hungarian gold. Gold is gold. So similarly, God is God. It doesn't matter what your faith is. Christian, there's no such thing as a Christian God. No such thing as a human God. God is power. He doesn't change. And that's the truth. So I get to know the truth. So when you speak the truth, then it connects. It connects with people's heart. And it can happen just like that, which usually means a very strong development from a previous life. Or there may be very little practice in previous life. And it may take people a longer time. So sometimes, someone comes. Now it happens less, but it used to be like that. There was a certain point in Krishna consciousness where we have to stop allowing devotees to move in the temple. We have no place to put them. They were sleeping in the rooms. They were sleeping on the stair landing. There was nobody sleeping in the temple room. They were sleeping everywhere. So, and there were some devotees who, they came to Sunday program and they never left. It was the first time. Because it just immediately connected. So, yeah, it's a real science, and so that, and Krishna says, yaidam paramam guruyam, that the best service, there's so many services, but the best service is to bring Krishna consciousness to others, to make them devotees. That's how you're here. That's how they're here. That's how I'm here. So it all came from one person. It all came from prayer. So all that can happen just from one person. So we should take that opportunity. It's a wonderful opportunity, wonderful training. And the important thing is you get a lot of recognition for that service from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now, Krishna didn't go around preaching. Krishna just manifests pastimes. But Lord Chaitanya, well, he spent 6 years traveling around India just giving others Krishna consciousness. At that time, there were no books, or books meant that you had to copy it out by hand. That's books. But you could speak, and Lord Chaitanya spoke, and converted so many Indians. So that's also, and Prabhupada says in the introduction to Bhagavatam that this is the most important part of Lord Chaitanya's leela, pastimes. There's other pastimes as his own business, but this spreading Krishna consciousness, telling people who is God, that there is a God, and that God is the Supreme Person. First of all, people don't even believe that God exists. And second of all, even if by coincidence they believe that God exists, haven't finished studying what they mean when they talk about God. And it doesn't matter who you talk to. You can talk to any religious leader or anybody. So it's the most valuable thing that you can give. And we spend our whole life, or many lifetimes, and what do? We just take. That's what the world means. It means just taking from others. So here's an opportunity to give. And many people recognize that, yes, we should be givers. So that's why you got philanthropists and so many others who are, built hospitals that distribute food and feed the hungry and build schools. People really like that, having schools. But it doesn't solve the problems of life. People are still going to die. They're going to get old. They're going to commit sinful activities. So, but to give the truth, that's what we do. In the beginning of the 10th canto, there was Prabhupada quoted this one part of keeping that knowledge which would actually liberate others, to keep it to yourself, it's a sin. So, Saraswati Gyana Kavi. Saraswati Gyana. To keep knowledge locked up. And then, if people want to actually then get married and have family, then give that actually to children. Otherwise, we have experience. It's not what our parents gave us. But it's the duty of parents. Bhagavatam says like that, that whether someone is Guru Satsya, Jayani Satsya, Pitam Satsya, Mamo Chayatya, Samhita Mithu. If you don't be a guru, actually Bhagavatam presents it in the negative. Don't be a guru, don't be a mother, don't be a father, don't be a teacher. Don't be a king or a political leader. No, if you cannot liberate your dependence, it becomes a sin. It's a sin, it's an offense, if you can't show your dependence to path of liberation. So whatever aspect of life we're following, then it's that path of liberation. At least you show it. Whether they take advantage of it or not, that's their business. But then the other is, what about you? To actually develop love for God. Love the Krishna. Of course, to love somebody, you have to know who they are. So, to learn how to love Krishna, people say, God, well, I love God. I don't love God. You have some feelings, some sentiment. But who said that's love? Tell me what love is. People haven't experienced that idea what love is. So, they don't know what love is. They have to learn what love is, and then you have to awaken it. It's not something, it's not an intellectual thing. It's something that's meant to see for Krishna prema. The eternal love for Krishna is residing in everyone's heart. Shravanaya shuddha chitti pravati ando. By chanting, by hearing, one awakens that. So Lord Chaitanya says, chaito dharthana marjana, cleansing the heart. It's not a sound he's on. You have to be very serious and do it right. Okay, I'm going to go back Tuesday, maybe Wednesday, but if there's anything that I'm going to chat, I'm going to talk to this nice gentleman, and I'm really happy that you're here. Hare Krishna.